Welcome to Kitchen Conversations with the Twerp, Episode 1. In today's episode, we talk about my favorite TV shows and the new Gail Gordon fan club founded by yours truly.
Alright, so here we are. We're in the kitchen. This is our first day of trying out our podcast. Let's see, what are we going to talk about today, Natalie?
Well, you can ask me anything.
Okay, well, first of all, we have to explain where you got the name The Twerp.
So you see, I am the youngest of four in my family, and I've always been known as the Twerp thanks to my mom. She did a bunch of blogs, and she said, the Twerp is at it again, or the Twerp is on the run, or something.
Why do you think I would give you such a name as that? Gee, I wonder where that name came from.
Oh.
You were such a cherub. Where do you think the name came from?
Probably... me being the youngest and devilish.
Maybe, like, when you stuck your head in the toilet?
Well, maybe.
Alright, so now that we've established why you're called the Twerp, you are now how old?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old? You sound like you're questioning that. Are you sure you're nine? Have you checked?
I'm nine.
Should I get the birth certificate? Okay. So you're nine.
Yep.
And in these 9 years, you seem to have acquired some interesting information in your head and some keen interests. So why don't you tell me about some of the things that you are interested in?
Well, I'm a huge Lucille Ball fan. And if any of you don't know who Lucille Ball is, you might know her from I Love Lucy, The Lucy Show. She's a crazy redhead and she's funny. And so, I just love her.
You do. You not only loved I Love Lucy, but then you went on to start watching The Lucy Show.
Here's Lucy, too.
Here's Lucy.
Yeah.
Now, when did you start to admire all of the co-stars on the show?
As soon as I saw Gail Gordon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts when you saw Gail Gordon?
He is insane.
Yeah? Who is he?
Gail Gordon was co-starring with Lucille Ball on a show called Here's Lucy. It's a great show. Please check it out. It's free on Amazon Prime.
Well, there you go.
And, he's supposed to play her boss, and she's supposed to be a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a very, he penny pinches, and he's very cheap.
Okay.
And he's insane. He yells at her a lot. It's like a non-ending fight between the two, but it's hysterical. Please watch it. I beg of you.
Okay. What kind of character would you call him? Like, what's he like?
He's like the cheapo of the show.
Cheapo?
Yeah, I'd say.
Is he calm?
No. He screams at her all the time. Lucy! Lucille! I swear! He's not English. I don't know why I did that.
Sorry. So then you decided that, did you start something recently?
Oh, yes. I started the Gail Gordon Fan Club every Thursday. We are still waiting on the first meeting. Sorry, I had to get that in my head. But yeah, please join if you're hearing this. So...
the Gail Gordon Fan Club. And what kind of activities do you think are going to happen at this Gail Gordon Fan Club? What do you do if it's Gail Gordon? I wasn't even sure who he was when you told me you were starting the fan club. So I was like, who?
The activities that would be included in the Gail Gordon Fan Club would include talking about his early life, where he grew up, looking at some pictures of him, maybe making some handbooks.
Wow. All right.
Little pamphlets just sitting there.
Gail Gordon pamphlets?
Sure. Why not? Like, I mean.
Again, like, make them at the Well, first meeting, or are you going to just have them handy so that people can pass them out on the street?
Well, I'll make them before, and then I will just hand them out, just the random strangers in the car. I'll just...
You're just going to randomly just choose people and say, hey, you.
Yep.
Come to the Gal Gordon fan club.
Yep. My house at,
Anyone looking for a good time, come to the Gal Gordon fan club. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. Very good. So, all right. So now, not only have we heard recently about Gal Gordon, but it seems like that kind of started to die down a little bit. Even though I know you're still doing the fan club and all, we started watching some other shows that were unusual.
Yes.
Well, for a 9-year-old in 2020, anyway. So.
Oh, yeah.
Or for a 46-year-old in 2020. So why don't you tell me about some others?
Well, I believe some of the people listening to this have heard of Welcome Back, Kotter.
I do love that one, you know.
Starring, Gabriel Kaplan as Mr. Kotter. And the funny thing is, his name in the show was Gabriel Kotter. So,
creative. And he couldn't think of something else, huh?
No. The co-stars are Ron Paulo. He plays Arnold Horshack. So he says his name. And he always goes like this when he wants to ask a question. Oh, 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 oh. I'm Arnold Horshack.
Does he ever,
how are you? How are you doing?
Does he ever explain what Horshack means? Like, what kind of name is Horshack? I don't think I've ever met a Horshack. In real life.
Horshack means the cattle are dying.
He really does tell you what it means?
Yeah, he actually does. It's insane. The writers were probably not so...
Well, isn't Gabriel Kaplan one of the writers of the show?
He was probably not so...
Probably is.
Another co-star was John Travolta, people, Grease.
Yeah.
Like, you probably all know him as Danny, but he plays Vinny Barbarino in the show, and he is, like, he's, so, in Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yeah.
Kotter was a sweat hog, and a sweat hog is, like, the juvenile group of Buchanan High School. And he used to be a sweat hog there, but now he's a teacher there.
Okay.
And he's trying to convince... He's trying to help the sweat hogs and...
Okay. Wow. And so they're...
So, Vinny is the new leader of the sweat hogs, and...
Was Kotter the leader of the sweat hogs?
Yes, he used to be the leader of the sweat hogs, I think.
What makes someone a leader of the sweat hogs?
You have to be, like, brave enough to say, I'm the leader, back off. And so Vinny Barbarino is the new leader of the sweat hogs. He talks like this. I'm Vinny Barbarino. Nobody turns down Vinny Barbarino. One time in an episode, his grandmother was dying, and his mother and family are very Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's Italian. So he went like, a Catholic is a dying.
I think I saw that.
And
I love that one.
He always does this crazy song where he goes like, I said a ba 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 barino, a ba 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 barino, a ba 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 barino. You got a fucking in a reel, na na na.
Wow.
You got me rocking. Whoa, you got me reeling. Whoa, you got me rocking. Vinny Barbarino? Yeah, yeah.
I think you got the whole thing down.
Sort of.
How about Washington? Wasn't he a character?
He is hilarious. So, he is a basketball player, and he is very... I'd say he's the most elegant of the sweat hogs, sort of.
Yeah?
Whenever he sees somebody or is in a bad situation, here's what he does. Hi there.
That is very elegant.
And he says, and he likes to pronounce himself as Freddie Boom Boom Washington. And the reason he says his middle name is Boom Boom is because he likes to do this. A boom boom boom.
Oh, he's playing the bass.
A fake bass. A boom 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 boom. And in the first episode, Cotter says, I get it, you play the bass. And he says, no, I just like doing that. And another sweat hog, I think it's like Robert Hijings or something, okay. I don't know. He plays Juan Epstein, a Puerto Rican Jew. Yeah, he always pronounces himself as, I'm Juan Epstein of the Puerto Rican Jews.
And he has a whole title for himself.
Yeah, and he's always late, and he hands in a note, always signed, Epstein's mother.
Epstein's mother must be very busy writing these notes.
Yeah.
Do you think she's really writing them?
No, absolutely not.
No?
Signed, Epstein's mother. He always reads along when Mr. Cotter's reading it.
Oh, so you think that's how.
Yeah.
Who do you think's writing Epstein's mother?
Him. And, Cotter has a wife named Julie, and at the beginning of every episode, he always tells a joke about one of his uncles, or family members, and people make fun of him because they're bad jokes, but I think they're hilarious, so Gabriel Kaplan needs some support on that.
I don't know if he needs support on that. He seems to think they're pretty funny too, doesn't he? I think he cracks himself up in the beginning. What do you think? Does he?
Yeah, he always has a joke at the end, too.
He does. Is the one at the end any better than the one at the beginning?
They're not bad jokes, just that I bet Julie has to hear them every day, so I see how you can get a little sick of them.
I think so.
And one episode, his father comes, and Vinnie Barbarino, he says, oh great, two generations of dumb stories.
Seems like you know it really well, and I know you do because I watch it with you every night.
Sorry.
But how come you prefer to watch Welcome Back, Cotter and Gail Gordon and all these things?
Well, so I think you all know Captain Underpants.
Maybe we don't. What's Captain Underpants? Is that a show?
Yes, and it's a movie. It's about two boys. They have a hypnotism ring. They make their very bad principal into Captain Underpants, and they make stupid comics. And there are a lot of poop jokes. And I don't recommend it to your children if you like maturity. It's stupid, and I'm not trying to bring the show down, but.
So I thought all kids like Captain Underpants. How come you prefer Welcome Back, Cotter?
Well, I don't understand. How is poop funny? How is farts funny? It's like it's your fecal matter.
It's true. I agree.
It's normal hygiene, and it's gross. There's nothing funny about it.
I agree. There's funny poop is not funny.
No, I like the emojis because they're cute, but no,
adorable. But okay. So how did you go from Captain Underpants to Welcome Back, Cotter? I'm trying to find that bridge.
So you guys made me watch I Love Lucy. So I got hooked onto Lucy. So I thought, great, there must be other shows like this. So on Hulu, I watched Full House.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Family Matters. I'm watching Here's Lucy and, like, Cotter, you know, and, so I got hooked to the old shows, and then I saw that the new shows were just awful compared to them.
Wow. So after you watched them, the old shows, you went back and looked at the new shows and you thought, this isn't funny?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. And you're how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
9 years old. Well, this has been a very interesting conversation. I'm so glad that we talked about TV today. And maybe next time we will chit-chat a little bit about your interesting taste in music.
Yep. This is the Twerp signing off. So, peace and love.
Adios.
Hey, thanks everybody for listening today. For new podcasts and intriguing stories by Heather High Kennedy, my mom, visit theregularriot.com.